Finding Hannah, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Miranda Nation. Han, these officers need a word. Hannah turned with a frown already set on her face. She'd almost forgotten the doorbell had rung. Two uniformed policemen now stood in her lounge room beside Rob. Mrs. Ainsley? The taller, younger of the two men asked. Hannah stared at them, as if seeing them but not quite comprehending who they were. She felt strange, suddenly weak, and was thankful she was sitting down. She should get up, but didn't think she could. She was glued to the chair and her legs felt like jelly. Her heart was starting to pound extra hard, and extra slowly too. It was as if time had stopped still. Hannah continued to stare, frowning, struggling to find the dots to connect, let alone connect them. "Darling, perhaps you'd better take the boys outside," Sam said to Rob, nodding at the two boys, who were staring with a mixture of awe and bewilderment at the officers. "Boys, come with me, please."
"But Dad,"
Oliver whined. "Now, boys." Ethan's bottom lip drooped, but the twins climbed to their feet and reluctantly stomped out, clutching their sweets. "Mrs. Ainsley?" the younger of the two men asked, looking from Hannah to Sam and back again. Hannah swallowed, tried to find her voice, failed, nodded. "Yes, I'm Mrs. Ainsley, Hannah," she finally managed to croak out. She felt the champagne in her stomach bite and she had to consciously swallow back the rising bile. She felt her hands begin to shake. Gradually, her heart started to pick up pace. Tears began to prickle. There were only two reasons why the police would come knocking on your door on Christmas morning. Someone was badly injured, or someone was dead, or someone's. She felt Sam sit down beside her and pick up her hand. "I'm Sergeant Patrick O'Brien," the younger policeman said, "and this is Sergeant Barry Dwyer. We're from the Major Collision Investigation Unit. We're sorry to have to inform you that a vehicle registered to this address has been involved in an accident." Again, it was the younger man who spoke. What was his name again? Had they given their names? She blinked and frowned. "Tristan? My parents?" Hannah asked in barely a whisper, despite knowing the answer. They were dead, she knew it. Otherwise, the police officers would have bundled her into the car and whisked her off to the hospital, lights and sirens blaring. This was too calm, too measured, too final. "I'm really sorry," the older policeman said, shaking his head slowly. "They died at the scene."
"But they can't be. They're only an hour late,"